are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Welcome back. 9 minutes past 11 here on Adventist World Radio. Finally, we have our pastor on the line. Pastor, good morning. Oh.
Hello, good morning. Thank you so much for having me after a big struggle.
Hey, we understand, Pastor. How are you doing?
I'm well. I'm very well. No, it's just hot on this part of the world in Zambia.
Oh.
So we should be experiencing rain, but it's still relatively hot. Temperatures are quite high.
Okay, Pastor.
And how are you this morning?
I am very well, and I'm happy that finally we were able to get you on the phone, because we've been struggling.
It's been a big struggle.
Pastor, let's get into our conversation for today. So we are looking at nature and God's creation, all creatures great and small. But before we get into our conversation, shall we open with a word of prayer? Pastor?
No, yes, you can get me. Shall we pray?
Yes.
Our loving Father in heaven, Lord, we are grateful for this time accorded to us when we want to share and have a discussion around matters that pertain to your creation, that which was restored and given to humanity. How we pray that as we share in this conversation, let your words come alive and may it find places in our hearts that it can begin bearing forth fruit. We pray for our listeners, those currently tuned in and those that would stumble upon these recordings later on, that come through and be with us all. This is our asking and praying in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen and amen. So today on our Daily Focus feature, we are looking at nurturing God's creation, all creatures great and small, from the pearls in the sky to the lilies of the field. God's creation are a masterpiece of variety and beauty. How can we as Christians embrace a love for all creatures and respect their place in God's world? So, Pastor, how does caring for animals and nature reflect God's love and wisdom in creation?
Thank you so much. You know, it is something that borders on the thought for humanity to inquire of themselves, to say we are the best in creation, we are the epitome of all that God created. But how much more do we have as a responsibility to look after the great and the small? In response to that, we also tend to reflect on our place in the whole universe.
Okay.
For us, our care should go to that which we can see around ourselves, but God placed so much value, even though we are listing the creation account at some point, because He is the supreme God. Then we have the heavenly beings, but He gave us that dominion over all creation accounts. So for the fact that dominion was handed down to us, then gives us a responsibility to demonstrate our love for the dominion and appreciation of that dominion God gave us, by looking out for all the creatures in the world, great as well as the smallest of them all.
Wow. Thank you so much, Mfundisi, for that. What does the Bible say about respecting animals and plants and plant life, and how does that inform our action today?
Thank you so much. When we look at the creation account beginning from Genesis, we find that all that came to be was by God commanded it. And that very word that God used, we find it also now transcending all the way up to the New Testament in John chapter 1, becoming Christ himself. So if God's word was what was used to create the plants and all the things around the earth, for that very fact, it comes now down to us. If we have to honor God's word, either the spoken word that we read from the written word, or that which was very mentioned at the time of creation, then it is something that we have to honor. And so when scripture brings out the account of creation, it gives us an insight to a God whom we serve, who is all-powerful and all-knowing. And for that very fact, it then demands that we have to take caution and respect all that is in the created universe.
I saw a video trending on TikTok. There was an elephant. I'm not sure if it escaped from the zoo or wherever it was coming from. And they ended up killing this elephant. A community were having buckets so that they can have a portion of meat of the elephant. Is that even normal for human beings just to kill an elephant? Because what I'm getting from this conversation is that we as Christians, we need to respect animals. We need to respect animals, respect plant life, respect the creation of God. Are we disrespecting God by killing the animals, or is it a normal thing?
Is it a normal thing? Definitely not. And even before we would even invent the species of those wild beasts and wild animals, you find here's someone seated, they see a dog, it's walking or it's moving on its own.
Right.
They tend to get sticks, they're chasing it, and all sorts of things. That definitely is not something that should be accepted.
Hmm.
Especially that now in our time that development keeps coming around, the human civilization is being experienced everywhere. We are entering into the very spaces that the animals have.
Mm.
And without any remorse of that, we are there disturbing. And even if that elephant came through to the surroundings where people live, there could have been better ways to deal with that situation. In so doing, even with the way we handle our farming or the methods we use, it should have a regard and the sense of a creator behind it. And we have to take caution and do things accordingly. But you discover that this takes us back to the root of all this mess, and that is sin at the center of it all. Because when God gave us dominion, it was the sense of stewardship that was imparted into us. We have to be the ones to manage and care for all the resources around. But our disregard for them comes down to a level of not being accountable to the God that assigned us this role.
Sure. Thank you so much, Mfundisi, for that. And how can we support practices that respect the welfare of animals and promote the health of ecosystems?
Thank you so much. So we can definitely join hand by honoring, of course. I remember the conversation that should have been had on Monday was, these that promote the good of the environment, are they so much different from what we have been prescribed in the scripture? And you find that all that the world may deem fit now has already been described in scripture. And so even as much as they call upon all of us to be good environmental or be friendly to the environment, that has already been inscribed in scripture. So we will just do well to abide. And the best way would be maybe by promoting human treatment of animals. And this should be conversations that should be also held in churches. We also need to realize that we have a way in which we can conserve the natural resources and not to be reckless. And in there lies in also the danger of how we have been called and given this assignment, yet we are not doing it. We also may also engage in practicing sustainable agricultural methods of farming, like I mentioned, as well as just having that respect for that intrinsic value of creation. It's when that is taken away, scrapped off, and that's how now we can do anything with anything that we find in creation. Without that knowledge and value that we have to place upon creation, we would be deeming anything and all that we see around us useless. And also by maybe supporting all those that would be doing the animal welfare, the organizations around, we can be a part and parcel.
Powerful, Mfundisi. What small steps can we take to ensure the natural habitats around us are preserved?
Thank you so much. One of them is also the famous reduce, reuse, and recycle. That's something,
okay.
And it's shocking at times. It's the people that claim to be believers that will be littering around and just be on the wrong side of doing things. But if we can take those small steps, like you have already mentioned, reducing and reuse as well as recycling.
Right.
Another step we can take is by being by planting the native species of the plants and crops around. Some of them we definitely know, even at the verge of being extinct, but by ensuring we plant and just care for them, that can help us. Another one is conservation of water.
Mm.
Here on this side of the continent, we're experiencing the drought, and it has affected almost any other form of way of life. The power generation has been affected. So if we can conserve water, then we'd be doing a great small step. Then the other one would also be by supporting the local organization, like I said, all the conservation efforts that are being undertaken. We can be the ones to champion the cause and just give them space. Like I said, these are conversations that can be held in the church. And also by educating others as well as participating in community cleanup initiatives.
Thank you so much, Pastor, for that. And before I let you go, here's the last question. How can an appreciation for all creatures enrich our understanding of God's handiwork?
Thank you so much. You know, the Bible records, especially in the book of Psalms, if you consider Psalm 104, Psalm 148, the psalmist is in awe and in great amusement of what God has done. And so we can appreciate God's creation as a form of revealing our adoration and worship to Him. And we'll also identify that the creativity and diversity in creation will reveal God's power. And when we do that, we'll be demonstrating just how God cares and also provides for us, because the ecosystem balances itself all around, and that demonstrates just how God has got great care and concern for all of us. And if we have to really appreciate the creature, it will deepen our understanding of God's sovereignty and love.
Wow.
Romans 1:20 reminds us to say, well, God is the one at the center of it. And if we engage and can abide by that, God will definitely be exalted.
Oh, thank you so much, Pastor. I said it was the last question, but what are the scriptures, which scriptures can we use to make sure that we understand scriptures that talks about God's creation, and how can we take care of God's creation? If you can quote maybe two or three scriptures.
Definitely. So the first one is Genesis 2, verse 15. That one definitely brings and encourages us to be stewards as well as have that sense of responsibility, because it's at that moment God declares to say, well, man will have dominion over all creation.
Mm.
Then when we turn to Psalm chapter, the whole lot of chapter 104, it will reveal God's creativity and diversity, and it will remind us of His creation. And another one that we can pick on is Matthew 6, verse 25 to verse 34. The narrative there demonstrates just when God talks about how we shouldn't be so much bothered with the things of the earth, because He can take care of the lilies of the valleys as well as the beds of the air. It reminds us that all that we see in our earth is by design, by purpose, that God was being deliberate. So if He mentions that He cares for the lilies, if He cares for the beds of the air, why should we go on to disturb that which God is taking care of? It's like we'll be fighting this creator.
Wow, thank you so much, Mfundisi, for giving us a chance to speak to you today. So shall we close with a word of prayer?
Shall we pray? Our Father in heaven, Lord, we are thankful for allowing us to use the cyberspace to hold this conversation. As we keep delving into this subject of having a sense of stewardship with a care and concern with the things that surround us in our environment, in our earth, May you remind us that at the center of it all, it is you, God, the Creator, who has made everything to be blessed by design and purpose. We therefore plead and ask that continue enlightening us and bringing us closer to yourself. This is our asking and praying in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Mufundisi.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.